time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder. And this is where student and online ministers go to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today I brought back my friend Corey Sullivan, and we're going to talk about marriages. That's right, the big M word. Because let's just be honest, if your marriage isn't right, your ministry can't be right either. There's always that tension between family life and your work life. So today I brought back Corey, and he actually just read a book that with his wife that the group Married People, that great organization within the Rethink group, the Orange group, just put out a little bit ago. And he just did a review on that, and he's putting some of the things that he's learned from that book into practice. So I'm really excited for him to come on the podcast and us to talk about that book and things that he learned about marriages. So, without any further ado, let's get into the interview now with Corey Sullivan. All right, with me right now is my friend Corey Sullivan. Corey, how are you?
Hey, looking good, Pop-Pop. I'm doing good, Tom.
Looking good, Pop-Pop. I love that we still talk about that looking good, Pop-Pop, from that great commercial.
So. I think that's literally been my nickname for you since that commercial.
I know, but the funny thing is that Pop-Up is what I call my dad, you know, because he's my my father. The girls call him Pop-Up, so I just think it's funny that you're already calling me Pop-Up, and I call my dad that. So, anyways,
well, when I have kids, they can call you Pop-Up.
Oh, there you go. All right, so well, Corey, welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for taking some time with me today. So,
I think for you, Tom, man, I'm the go-to. You need it? I'm here.
Dude, that's funny. You are the go-to because it's so funny because I can just text you and say, hey, dude, you want a podcast? I got an idea. And you're like, yeah, man, let's go. It's awesome. So thanks so much for joining me today. I think this is going to be a really good topic. I really believe it. So
yeah. Random thing what you're just saying, like today, so I'm helping out with my church and I was saying, hey, me and this other guy should speak. We're doing like these 7-minute like topics. And they're like, what are you going to speak on? I go, I can speak on anything. You just throw it at me, and I can handle it. So that's what it just made me think of.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, you can do – Corey, you're a man of many, many talents. So, you can speak.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
You are a master of a lot of things. So you're good. So, all right. Well, let's get into this whole thing today But before we get into the main topic, we're going to be talking about marriages in this book that you're looking at. But before we get into that, I do want to hit up this. This is something new. And since it's something new, I wanted to try it out with you first because, you know, I'm comfortable with you doing this kind of stuff. But here's the thing I want to try. What is something that you're learning? It could be anything. It could be about leadership. It could be about church. It could be about Jesus. It could be about marriage. It could be about yourself. What is something that you're learning that you could share with us today?
Well, that's like a loaded question.
Yes.
I feel like I'm always learning. Right now I'm in my graduate program for my master's degree. And like there's like learning academic stuff. Like I'm married now, pushing a little bit towards 10 months. So like that's going, that you learn a lot in that. But I think like right now with just how my personality and my busyness and all the stuff going on is really learning to take some rest.
Mm.
And like, it doesn't mean like you take vacations. That doesn't mean, you have to, give up a million things. But like for me right now, like I finished up my semester for grad school. I switched some jobs around and like just been in this kind of chaos mode. And so I didn't pick anything new up.
Yeah.
You know, I just decided to leave that margin where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And like I have a couple extra hours a week now just to mellow out. And I actually just do nothing. Like I have nothing scheduled. So like some nights I'm going hang out with friends. Some nights I'm watching a movie. Some nights, I'm reading. And so having that little bit of margin has helped me, and helped like my stress and my anxiety with just stuff. So I think I'm just learning like, hey, like rest is good. And I know like that's tough for me, like just in my personality is always like I'm a workaholic,
yeah,
if I work hard enough like it'll get done and just keep going at it. And I haven't found my overload capacity. Like, I've gotten close.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've gotten really close. But, and so just saying, hey, it's okay to find some rest to recharge myself. And then that helps me be better in all those other areas as well as when I'm fully ready to go.
Yeah, dude. Well, actually, I'm glad you said that, because that's something that I've been, you know, dealing with a lot as well, because I have a tendency, like you, to just keep on working. And you and I both are, you know, we go at it really hard and we push. But then you realize that you do need that rest and you need to just chill out and veg, not necessarily always for other people, you know, to be around your family and stuff, but just for you so that you're not on overload all the time. I mean, Corey, yeah. I know your schedule. It's crazy. And the fact that you're able now to learn about rest and to take it easy sometimes, that's a fantastic thing to have.
Yeah, I really think, and it is hard. Like, I really have to learn it. I really have to, like, keep it in my mind of, like, I don't need to fill up this time.
Yeah.
Like, everyone, there's always, like, I was at church the other day, and someone's like, hey, you want to go on this day and do this and this? And it's just like, no. I don't want to do those things. I'm gonna enjoy Netflix, you know, and just like, I'm like, people will always say, oh, that's, you're lazy or you're a bum. It's like, no, like, you don't know, you know, like, there has to be a balance and all that stuff. And so, like, find that rest and that balance.
Dude, that's awesome. Well, I hope you continue to find rest and you're taking that intentional time so that, again, you can be better for yourself, but then better for your wife and then better for everyone else you come in contact with. So,
yeah. All right. And speaking of that, I got one more semester of grad school, so and then I'll find some permanent rest.
You'll have a lot of rest, so that'd be nice.
A master's degree in a year is not recommended when you're also working full time and part time and getting married.
Yeah. Yeah, you've combined a lot of different stuff into 1 year. And that's pure chaos. So good job. Good. Keep on resting, Corey. Keep on resting.
I'm resting.
All right. So let's talk about this topic we wanted to get into about marriages. Now, you, when we were down at Orange over in the spring, you got a connection with the Married People guys, and you talked to them about a book that they wrote that they just released. So what was the book and who was it written by and what is it about?
So Ted Lowe, who's the director of Married People, that's like the marriage division at Orange, he wrote a book called Your Best Us. And to be honest, it's a quick read, but I think it just kind of knocks out like some big tips and ideas to help build a successful marriage. And even like if you guys are in a rough spot, to like turn the tide into something positive.
Yeah. Okay. So that's awesome. That's fantastic. A very general thing about marriage. What are the specific topics they get into and they talk about a little bit?
What I liked about this book was, you know, I think going into marriage and even now being married with my wife is like there's this almost constant pressure to be like the perfect couple.
Yes.
To be like some image on TV, to be you know, something that's like super inflated. You know, there's also this competition, and it's like the keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, look how affectionate they are. Look at like how he holds that door. You know, look how she like, look at how of a housekeeper she is.
Yes.
And there's like this tension between the reality of who you guys are and what should be, what's expected of you almost like, and so the idea of your best us is, hey, like, stop playing the comparison game, because that leads to a lot of sometimes tension.
Yeah.
But become the best version of yourselves.
Yeah.
Become your best us. And that's kind of like the heartbeat of the book.
Yeah.
And the heartbeat of the idea, but then it goes into like these four ideas and these four habits to kind of tie into that. Like the first one is having fun.
Okay.
Like it was kind of weird seeing that as like the first thing, but it's like remember to have fun and like find joy in your marriage.
Yeah.
The second one is to love God first. and putting God first. And like they can talk about like why fun is actually before loving God, and the idea that like when you're having fun, loving God becomes even more natural. The idea of love and respect and the cycle of that.
Yeah.
And then just practicing your promise. The idea of like on that wedding day, you make these promises to each other and like these vows, and then, you know, 2 months go by and you forget those promises. But, you know, it's saying practice that promise on a daily basis.
That's awesome. Now, did you read this book by yourself or did you have Abby read along with you? And what would you recommend on that?
Yeah, so just being honest, like, Abby's not much of a reader, but this book is pretty short. It's, I'd say, under 100 pages. And
it's only under 100 pages, or it is over?
Yeah, it's under 100 pages. And so, like, that helped my wife, who just isn't much of a reader. Like, she just doesn't like reading as much as I do.
Yeah, so dude, like, I don't like reading either, so that would be good.
Yeah.
Under 100 pages, yeah. That's really cool.
And so, like, we read it together. She was reading some stuff. I was reading it. And then I actually wrote some blogs on it. But then we'd, like, touch base. Like, before I wrote the blogs, we'd talk about, like, each chapter, like, what we thought about it and, like, the habits. And we try and work those habits into our weekly routine to kind of, like, focus us a little bit. Like, me and Abby got into it, like, one day, which I think, like, is normal. Like,
yeah.
You are, like, if anyone's, like, married and has been married a year and these guys are, like, bickering, like, that is normal. Like,
yeah.
Me and Abby didn't live in the same city. We're long distance for, like, 2 years. We got married, moved to a new city, and then we're living together for the first time. Like, there's going to be some tension.
Yeah.
And, like, it's okay, but, like, out of that argument, we really just were like, hey, we just need to be kinder to each
yeah.
other.
Yeah.
And, like, intentionally kinder.
Yeah.
To that, and so like practicing those habits that allowed us to do that stuff. So I would definitely recommend, going back to that original question, like read it together. Like,
yeah.
As a couple, like, it doesn't mean like you would literally have to, you know, read aloud with each other.
Yeah.
But read it separately, but make some intentional time to come together and process what you guys were reading and what your thoughts were of it. And we've actually wanted to start a small group around the book because it is
cool.
A pretty good read.
Yeah.
You know, each week you can talk about like a different habit or a different idea behind it.
Now, let me ask you this question. Does the book come with like, you know, sometimes these books have, they're just regular chapters and they go on to the next chapter. But then some of these books have questions for you to process together. Is that, or process by yourself? How is this book structured?
So like each of those like habit chapters have a section at the end. Where it says make it a habit. And
okay.
They have different, like, ideas behind it, different questions, different practical steps to do.
Yeah.
To either learn more and work on making that particular thing a habit. So, like, for having serious fun, it talks about, like, different ideas to do, like, a date night or a daily dialogue, scheduling different things, including, like, scheduling sex, which was, like, weird for me.
Yeah.
And like, you know, not getting into it, but like making intentional time for intimacy, and like crazy schedules, you know, to help that.
Dude, that's awesome. That sounds like a great thing. And then I love how they got the practical aspects of it. Again, I'm a very practical person. That's why, I mean, I tell people, you know, when I'm doing like a Bible study or a lesson or a message, like the context is great. You need to know what scripture says. But if that's it, then and you don't have a practical application to it, then you miss the whole point of it. And so the fact that this book is talking not just about making yourself the best you guys, but it's showing you and giving you some practical applications there. So
yeah, and like one of the cool things is I'm always about like almost like the solution mindset. Like if there's a problem,
mm-hmm.
like don't just tell me the problem, but give me a solution that you think would work for it.
Yeah.
And so, like, one of the habits in practicing your promise, it really just asks this question. It says, like, what am I doing to make this marriage work?
Yeah.
Like, what is the habit? What is the small thing? What is, like, your, you know, day-to-day that
mm-hmm.
What are you working on to make it a success? Instead of always looking at the negatives or the frustrations or, like, the small little nitpick fights that happen. you know, but what are you doing daily to make the marriage work?
Yeah. Well, that's really cool. So it sounds like you got a lot out of it, and I know you wrote some blogs about it. So I'm going to actually, on the sermon, the podcast notes, the episode notes, I'm going to include your blog post in it. Any other final thoughts you have to share about the book that really struck out to you or stuck out to you?
I really do recommend it. Ted Lowe is a great writer, and he did a great job, and he's really talking a lot of his personal experience and a ton of experience just working with married people in a lot of different leadership capacities. So I definitely just recommend it and take a look, and it's good stuff.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Married people have a lot of good resources too. So I'm actually going to include a link into their site as well. So because they have a lot of great resources that are going on, and you're going to try to do some more blogging about that stuff, right?
Yeah, just all sorts of stuff. Right now, as part of that, like what we were talking about, like finding rest, I've taken try to take a couple weeks off from blogging just to find that margin and to take a couple minutes, but coming back into it. Just taking a lot of different looks at like marriage and just life and leadership and kind of just youth in general and doing good stuff. I think right now what I'm learning besides that rest stuff is like my ministry and my life in Christ is more than a church building and even like church staff. And it should kind of be evident in everything else that you're doing.
Yeah.
And I think that's against the norm of like a church culture.
Yeah.
I think that's against the norm. But I think that's okay.
Yeah.
I think me, you know, I've had my people who we talk with about it, but like, I think, you know, where I'm at right now is still like, I'm not like a blastor, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
For it. But yeah. Definitely check out the blog and the pump. Hopefully get something the next week or two back up and running. So I'm pumped. I'm excited.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And you promised me I'm going to hold you accountable to this because it's going on the episode. But you told me you're going to be doing the summer ministry vlog week, right? You're going to do a video for it.
Yeah, I'm going to vlog.
Yes.
So you all know Tom gave me like a really intimidating message. Text message to make sure I did it. So he's holding me to it, and I'll stay true to my promises.
Yeah,
so I'll have a vlog up, and you can see my ugly mug up on screen.
That is fantastic. Well, Corey, thanks for I appreciate you doing that. You know, it's good. It's good. So so it's awesome.
All right. Hey. Side note, because I know we're running long, but have you seen the new comic book trailers and stuff going on?
Yes, man. You know me. I'm all about the comic book trailers. I'm all about the, you know, when you sent me the Thor one, I will say I was more impressed with the Thor trailer for this new one coming out than I was after the first one. I'm not a big Thor guy, but this one looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it looks good, and I'm pumped. So I'm a big comic book, like movie person. So
yeah, but you're not sold on Justice League though. You don't.
You're not sold on. I saw the new teaser trailer and it got me to a 75% excitement rate.
Yeah.
What I am excited about was in the trailer, Alfred or one of the other guys.
Yeah.
Like he said you would come.
But yes.
But not late. And I think they're teasing. Either I don't think it's Superman. I think Superman's out of this picture.
No,
I think it's either gonna be Green Lantern or like Martian Manhunter, like these people who are Justice League.
Dude,
like,
you cannot kill Superman and then not bring him back for Justice League. You just can't.
No, dude, they're gonna kill him. Dude, he's gone for this one, but he's gonna be coming back.
No, that is not true. Okay, this is on the podcast. I'm keeping this. I'm not editing this out, Corey. We were going to look back on this at when Justice League comes out in November, and I'm going to show you. Yes, it's an obvious tease that it's Superman, but I'm not so sure it is Superman.
I don't think it's Superman.
But I think Superman is coming in Justice League. He will make an appearance in Justice League.
$5 bet.
So that's good.
And like the post credit scene of him like waking up in space does not count. Like he has to end up
throw
a couple punches.
Okay, whatever, dude. He's gonna be in it. All right, Corey. Before I let you off, tell people where they can find you on Twitter and your blog again.
Yes, look up misfit.blog, and that's where you'll find me. And you can look me up at Misfit Min on Twitter and Instagram, and Big underscore Sully 55 is my personal one, which I usually use the most. But follow me, follow Misfits, and let's go cause some trouble.
That definitely. Let's definitely go cause some trouble. So, all right, Corey. Well, thanks so much for joining me today. As always, it's great having you on.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Papa.
All right, see
you. All right, so there you have it, my conversation with Corey Sullivan. I love having Corey on because he's always looking to learn stuff, but then apply it into his life. And that's exactly what he's doing with this new book that he read through Married People. And I would encourage you, if you don't have a book that you're reading through with your spouse on your marriage, I would encourage you, get a book. You can get this book or you can get a few different other books. There's great books out there on marriages. And that balancing act that you have to do between your married life and your work life, they really are integrated, especially from a church and ministry perspective. They're not two separate entities. They're really one united thing. And if your marriage is going well, your ministry is going to go even better. So I would encourage you, if things are a little bit off, find a married book and definitely put the things that you learn there into practice. So I would encourage you, definitely do that. And if you have a married book that you love and that you would recommend to other people, I would love to hear it. Hit me up on Twitter at TA Pounder, or you can even email me at tom@ymsidekick.com. All right, heroes. Well, thanks again for joining me today. I really appreciate it. Tune back in here next week for a whole new podcast. I've got a fresh new interview lined up. And if you haven't subscribed to it already, definitely go to iTunes and subscribe to it. Or you can go to ymsidekick.com, subscribe to it there, and also check out the other blogs and vlogs as well. All right, heroes. I hope you have a great rest of the week. And until next time, have a great one.